Yeah. Yeah, it was a quick review. We're continuing in this Zachlan Shalabafanov. So basically, the case we did yesterday is if a balchov, if someone owes, if Rindy owes two people money, let's say if Rindy owes Max and Tawel some money, so Max, either one of them has a right to grab the money from Rindy. So whoever grabs it first will get it. So the question is could I go on behalf of Max and be like Zachan Adon Shlobafanov and grab it on Max's behalf? Because this is a chus for him, so I'll assume like a shlichus role for Max and take it for him. But in doing so, I thereby affect Tawel. So am I allowed to do that or not? So we said, so that was my focus. So to explain, the question was that Zachmar Shlobafanov or shlichus is based upon. It's based upon the idea of a bris of Klal Yisrael, that the fact that you have a right to be kona on someone else's behalf is based upon the idea that all Klal Yisrael are like under the bris, and you have the right and responsibility to help out another Jew, so you could be zachen for another person on his behalf. But the thing is that insofar as doing so will harm a different Jew, right? Then they argue. Whoever it is who's arguing, Rav Nachman argued that it doesn't work, because the whole principle, which the idea of Zachlan Shlobafanov works, is that one Jew has the ability to go based upon the bris, they have the right to help someone else out, and the Torah gives them the ability to act in his stead. But that's fine as long as it's not going to affect the other guy. But if in doing so you simultaneously are knocking out the other guy, so that you don't have a right to do. Whereas the others will argue that although that's the Tama Davar of why Shlichus exists, or Zachar Shabbatanov exists, but halachically, you have a right to act on someone else's behalf. So therefore, one guy could take it from, so Max could take it from Rindy without, I could act on Max's behalf. And that's fine. The fact that it affects someone else, big deal. It's halachically is irrelevant to my life. I could assume, like, Zachar Shabbatanov, and I could be Zachar for someone else. So the question is what about the case? So then there's another case. Cases of Metzia. Okay? Cases of Metzia. So this is really what we're doing today. It's a case of Metzia. So Metzia is, you have a lost item or whatever on the ground, and you want to, you know, let's say, so anyone can pick it up. Anyone can be caught it. Okay? So the question is, could I pick it up on behalf of my friend, for Max? Okay? And in doing so, I knock out Tawel. Let's say I see Tawel's about to run and get it. He wants it. So I want to pick it up, and I say, I'm calling it on behalf of Max. So you'll say, it's the same exact case. Same thing. So the question is, how could I act on behalf of Max? It's because Zachalan Shlobafanov. Max is in here, but I'm acting on his behalf. And I'm thereby excluding Tawel from doing it or anyone else. So on the surface, it would be the same thing. So on the surface, it's the same exact thing. What's the difference if it's a Balchov? Or if it's a Metzia, it's the same thing. Okay, but the one difference is that even if you would argue that by a debt, I don't have the right to collect on Max's behalf, by Metzia, I would have the right to. Because of Migo. Okay, what's Migo? Migo, since I myself could pick up the Metzia and be coned on my own behalf, so I could also take it on Max's behalf. Whereas by a Balchov, so again, Rindy owes Max and Tawel money, but he doesn't owe me money, so I can't grab it from Rindy for myself. I have no shaitos to the thing. So I'm grabbing it on Max's behalf. So you say, look, I can't grab it on Max's behalf if it's going to affect Tawel. I have no right to do that. But by Metzia, I could grab it for myself if I wanted to. It's a Metzia. It's not, no one has any claim. It's anybody. It's free. Anyone could take it. It's Afghan. So I could take it for myself. Now, I'm not. But since I could take it for myself, I could take it for Max, even though it's going to end up messing up, preventing Tawa from doing it. So that's if you say Migo. And that's the question. Do you say Migo that I could be Kona'ed for myself, I could be Kona'ed on behalf of Max? Or do you say, no, it doesn't work. Bottom line is, it's like Tofes Lachov, Malcolm Shechav Lacherim. The bottom line is, I'm being Chav to Tawel, and I have no way to do that. Okay, so the question is, what's the svara of Migo? How does this Migo work? Right? How does this Migo work? Or why should it work, or why shouldn't it work? Okay, good. Tzvi, right?
Yeah.
So Tzvi's saying, good. I mean, on the surface, why it shouldn't work? What's the difference? Ba'aman is yichav acherim. So who cares, Migo, that I could do it for myself? What's the difference? Who cares? I could have. But I'm not. If I did it for myself, then fine. I have a right to take it for myself. And then I wouldn't be using Zachan Lad Nishlo B'Fanav. And then I wouldn't have any problems. Who cares on Chav L'Acherim? Now I have a right on my own to take the thing. But now I am using Zachan Lad Nishlo B'Fanav. And in doing so, I'm causing a loss to Tawil. So I'm Chav L'Acherim. Now if you tell me that you can't say Zachan Lad Nishlo B'Fanav and help one Jew to the expense of the other Jew, that's your principle, so then who cares that I could have taken it for myself? So fine, so I could have not used Zachal Nosh Lopanov, but now I am using Zachal Nosh Lopanov. And the principle of Zachal Nosh Lopanov, it doesn't allow me to take it in the case where it's Chav L'Acherim. Who cares that I could have done it for myself? Why does that help the situation? So it's a similar case. A similar case would be, the parallel case would be for Rabbi Peya. Rabbi Peya. So Peya is only for Aniyam. So if one Ani wants to pick up the pay on behalf of another Ani, right? Now, by one Ani taking it, he's going to be Chav to the other Ani, right? By one Ani taking it, he's going to be Chav to the other Ani. But you'll say, yeah, but Migo, that I, Ani, could pick it up for myself, I could pick it up for my friend who's an Ani, right? So even though I'm Chav L'Acherim, Migo, I could have picked it up for myself and been Chav L'Acherim, so I have the right to pick it up for my friend who's an Ani. Or do you say no? Well, I mean, you can't say that. Chav L'Acherim. Same exact case. I'm just saying there's another. Bring it to Peah, because let's see, that's where the two Migos come in. But so it's also good to have more than one case. Something. You know. Okay, good. So David Tuil is asking us, what's the whole deal with Migo altogether? Since I could do it for myself, therefore I can do it for him. Just doesn't add up. I could do it for him. I could do it myself, but I'm not doing it for myself. And you'll see later the Gemara has, the next case of the Gemara is if an usher could do it for an Ani. By the case of the, if a rich guy could take the payah for the Ani. And they say, why? Ah, he's rich, he can't take it. He says, no, because Migo, that he can make himself poor, he could have mafkir all his nechasim, right, make everything ownerless, then he'd become poor, and then it would be roy, then he would be able to take it. Ah, and since it could be roy for him to take it, so therefore, he could be konet for himself, he could do it for the other guy. So double Migo. And the machlokes is, do you say two Migos or only one Migo? Could you say two Migos? But I mean, this stuff sounds like a whole big fantasy. Since I could have, who cares I could have? Like, you can make up a whole chain of Migos. You could, anything could become possible if you start saying Migos. But why don't you just go by what the bottom line halachic reality? What's going on here? Are you konet for yourself? You konet for him? Migo that I could have, he could have, should have, but all I know is, what am I doing? I just want to point out, I was thinking about this morning, and I realized that, in theory, there are two ways to go. I mean, I'm not sure which way is, I don't know if there's a way to determine this from the facts. You may have to figure it out as far. But like, previously, so far, we have a guy who holds that Tovis Valchov, Malkish Valchov L'Acherim does not work, or it does work, right? So, which means the way we were defining it is that if you say it works, so if you say it doesn't work, it means that that the whole idea of Shlichos or Zachin is based upon helping someone else out, and it doesn't work if you Chav L'Acherim. The other way was, no, that has nothing to do with it. Halachically, it's just this independent institution that you could be Zachin Ladam, Shlavafanav, and therefore it should work. Why not? Who cares if you Chav L'Acherim? Right, now you have a position, like a middle position, that it will work if you have a Migo. Right? It will work if you have a Migo.
The middle position, or would even the position from before Mimodev, that this is...
Well, no, this is another Nishita. Okay. Whether you say Migo is not so simple. But if the position who says Migo is saying is that you could be Chav L'Acherim if you have this Migo. So I'm just asking, is he holding essentially that Zachin really only works, it works halachically through helping out another Jew, but somehow a Migo gets around that problem? Somehow, I don't know, Zachin will work even then, even though you are hurting another Jew, I don't know, Zachin somehow gets around that?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you say no? That really he holds Zachin as a totally independent halachic institution. Nothing to do with helping out another Jew. It's just a halachic thing. You could be kind of somebody else. But still, for some reason, he demands that you can only say Zachin if it's Chav L'Acherim, you can only say it if it's if there's a Migo, for some other reason. I mean, then we'd have to come up with another reason. Right? In other words, I mean, as that's a Marshach, if he holds like the side that says Zachin only works through helping someone out, then if it's Chav L'Acherim, it should never work. Who cares, Migo? And if you Elamai, you'll tell me he doesn't hold halachically it's based by helping someone out. Just a halachic mechanism. He could be kona for somebody else. What do you need a migo for? Then just say, fine, I could be kona on behalf of somebody else. Who cares about chav l'acherim? I mean, that's kind of the problem. I mean, but I'm just noticing it's not clear which svara he's going with. He's in the middle of the two, so it's not exactly clear which one he would be going with.
Why?
Let's say we'd forget about being very halachically rigorous here. And just like kind of pretend you're trying to give an argument for Migo. What's the... There is a certain intuitive sense behind Migo. Like, could you spell out the argument? There's like an implicit argument in a Migo, you know? Forgetting about our problem. But what's the... Because we have to figure out what's the role of Migo. So I'm just saying it's like... Just like try to give some strength to the Migo. Try to take a small step. I mean, the first step is what's the sense in behind the Migo? Before you get into how exactly it works halachically, what's the sense behind the Migo?
Is it this Migo or the Migo
general? This Migo, but I mean, maybe it'll work for Migos in general, but let's start with this one. Okay, so the Migo, the argument is like, so to speak, you're saying it's Chav L'Acherim, right? Like, well, you know, me taking it from X. So I mean, chav to tawel. So I'll say to tawel. He say, "What's the difference to you? I could have just as well taken it for myself. So who cares? I mean, what's the difference to you if I'm going to take it for myself? I'm going to take it for Max. Migo that I could take it for myself. So you don't have any tainas on me. What's your taina, tawel? You want to grab it? You want to pick it up? And hey, don't pick it up for Max. I could take it for myself. So you don't have any. I'm kind of giving an argument that." You don't have any taina against me that I'm being chav to you. Because
is that supposed to be an airtight argument? Because I don't think it is.
Why not?
Because I'll just say, but like in the day, you didn't do that.
Okay, fine, but I could have done that. What's your argument? What's the difference? I'll pretend. What's the difference to you, what I'm doing technically?
It's not a matter of him. It's a matter of whether or not this mechanism
works. Okay, fine. You're right. You have to figure out what's the thing. I'm just saying, that's what it sounds like. It's an argument to tawel. In that framework, it makes sense. I'll say, what do you know what I'm doing, Klape Shmaya, what I'm actually doing? Bottom line is, I'm just going and picking the thing up and walking away. Now, you'll say, hey, who are you picking that up for? What was your Das Kinyan? I'll say, what's the difference to you what my Das Kinyan was? Bottom line is, I could have picked it up and walked away. Now, because I say, I'm thinking in my mind, I'm taking it from X, what's a TO? Who cares? It doesn't make a difference. I could whether I'm actually, what technical halachic mechanism I'm using is irrelevant to you. See, by a Balchov, you can't say that. By a Balchov, I don't have a right to take the money. So the only way I have a right to take the money is because I'm coming on Max's behalf. But Tawil will say, hey, back off. Max wants it, let him get it himself. You don't have any business doing here. What are you doing here? But in the case by the Mitzia, I have all the business doing here. I have perfect rights to go and pick up this object. Now, so what's your argument to me? Is don't take it from X? Fine, I'll take it for myself. I'll pretend I'll take it from X. I mean, so you don't really, practically speaking, if I really want to make you happy, fine, I'll take it for him, and then I'll take it for me, and then I'll give it to him. So what's your... I'm just saying that's the sense to the thing. Now, our question is, if that's the sense to it, how does that work halachically? Because bottom line is, who cares whether that's sufficient to knock Tawil off? But because that's not what we care about. Okay, where you're trying to use the mechanism of Zachal HaNashal B'Fanav, and we're saying the mechanism of Zachal HaNashal B'Fanav doesn't work if it's Chav L'Acherim, and it is Chav to him. Bottom line is, it is Chav to him, so the fact that you could give him a good argument and try to, he's speechless, leave him speechless, bottom line is, through being Kona and for Max, you're being chav to Tawil. Cares that, who cares that you could have a good argument? It's like an argument. See, Migo makes sense in the framework of arguments. I can see in the framework of arguments there's a certain sense to Migos. So the question is, we have to kind of fit this logic to understand what's going on here, the mechanisms based upon, we have to kind of squeeze this type of argument into the sugya. See how it will fit in. Formulate the issue in this sugya so that the argument will be appropriate to make it work. I'm thinking like this. I mean, I think let's try to work a little bit here. But to me, from my experience and my sense is that the framework in which Migos make sense is the framework of Toin V'Netan. Okay, which then claims. There is a halacha about Toin V'Netan. You're in a court. and you have a Bezdin, and the world of Bezdin is determined by I make a Taina and you make a counter Taina, and then you have these Migos. Migo that I could have said this. There's all kinds of sigils. I mean, see, because the referring to is on who has the better argument. That's what the Bezdin is determining. You have arguments in a court, and you're presenting your arguments, and that type of this type of an argument would make sense if we were if it was an argument between me and Tawil. So I listen. Hey, what, you know, what's your argument? What's your taina? And I totally beat your taina. You have no. What are you gonna say? Oh, you can't. I can't take it from X. I'll say, what do you care? I'm taking it. So in the framework of Torah Minitan, if it's just a matter of a taina, so then I can see this argument making good sense. The problem is that the way we're learning this problem of Zachlan Shalvafanov and Chav Lachir is not a problem of taina. It's a problem of the mechanism of Zachlan Shalvafanov is intrinsically based upon helping out another Jew, and here you're hurting a Jew, and it shouldn't work. So I'm saying, if you learn that way, then there's no room for amigo. But therefore, I would think that maybe perhaps this other shita is learning that, I think that's what you have to do, is to try to show how the problem of chavla achirim is a problem of taina. And if you could show that it's a problem of taina, somehow, then migo is appropriate. Okay, you with me? So now how so? So I'd say it's like this, is that, that I'll say the argument is as follows. Let's say you have, an ani and an asher. Let's take an easier case where there's not going to be a migo. Pretend there's no migo. Forget about the two migos, one migo. So you have an asher, you have a case of a bunch of aniyim who are running around trying to get the payah. Right? And I'm a rich guy, and I walk up to the field, and I try to pick it up on behalf of Mr. Ani. Okay? My friend is an ani. So now, Zachal Ashel Bafanov, right? Zachal Ashel Bafanov, I'm being Zachal for my friend. But forget two migos.
You have to be able to be Zachal for yourself.
I know.
So therefore, you have
therefore
to say
it doesn't
since
work. It doesn't work. Forget it. I'm saying, why shouldn't it work? No, I'm not talking about the possibility of work. I'm talking about why it shouldn't work. Forgetting about two amigos. If there weren't two amigos, it wouldn't work. So I'm saying, why not?
You can't get it yourself.
Okay, so I'm going to explain. I'm saying it's a rhetorical question. So I said, why shouldn't it work? Right? Why shouldn't it work? I'm doing it, Zachal Shalvafanov, right? So, previously we were saying that because Shechav L'Acherim and Zachin is based upon helping out, forget that, okay? No, different reason why it wouldn't work. Is because the Ani will have a Taina against me. Okay, the other Aniim will have a Taina against me. And the Taina will be, is that the Torah was Mezakeh us. It gave us the primary right. Peah is for Aniim. Not for Ashiram. Okay, Peah is for Aniim, not for Ashiram. So we have a primary claim to this produce. Now I'll say, yeah, but I'm taking it for my friend who's an Ani. Right? So that's like a secondary claim on this thing. Okay, that's a secondary claim on this object, which means I'm not taking it for myself. In other words, he's a primary Baldover. He's like primarily involved in this payah, and he has rights on the payah. So if there are two guys who both have rights on the payah, each guy could say, look, I got there first. You know what I mean? But if you have a guy who's intrinsically a baldover, who the Torah says this is for him, and now you're coming along and trying to take it based on a secondary zechus, so I'm taking it, I'm an usher, but I'm doing it for him. So the guy's going to say, hey, listen, you don't belong here, buddy, or this isn't, I am coming with the primary zechus mamon in this payah, and you're just like, if your friend wants it, let him go down here himself. But I have prior claims. I'm really an a primary baldover.
Why are you doing it for another money? Why is that primary?
The idea is that the Torah was mezakeh. It's basically sad. I mean, if you can imagine, the Torah is basically saying is that this stuff is reserved for anyone. It would be like an example of the dorm. Like, you can imagine that. It's like you have a guy who's trying to take it. He's in the dorm, and this is stuff for the Hefker guys, and this is for the dorm guys, and here, that's who the stuff is for. And now you're just coming along. You're not a dorm guy. You're just taking it. You say, well, I'm taking it for him. So it's true, but the idea is that the way it works, you could, so to speak, you could have imagined, it would be like an Ani, you could appoint. The idea is the Torah was trying to set up payah for Aniyam. Okay, for Aniyam is that Aniyam comes the time of that at that time of the year, Aniyam comes to the fields and all the Aniyam are there waiting, and they're taking it, and the Torah, this is allotted for them. This is their thing. Now, it's true that the Torah sets up a mechanism whereby I have the right to come along and work for somebody else. But that's true. There is a mechanism like that. But it's like a borrowed mechanism. So if you have like a face-off between two guys saying, one guy is saying, I'm picking it up because the Torah gave this to me. And the other guy is saying, I'm working as a helper for the other guy. So the primary, the right would go, if they were arguing about it, you'd say, well, I'm really a primary party to this thing. And who are you? You're just like some...
You're not saying it's a technically stronger claim. You're saying in terms of the taina.
In terms of the taina. I'm saying there's a framework of tainas.
Yeah.
And there's a framework of taina where you have a face-off between two guys, and the taina of the primary party will be ma'akev, the secondary, the guy with the zachin from working. Yeah. Zachin means that you could function in a secondary manner for somebody else, even though you're not the guy, you're not the Baal Davar, but you could be an extension of the Baal Davar. You could act on his behalf. But that's as long as you don't have a primary guy who's there. But if you have a guy who really is a Baal Davar, then you can't go up against the real Baal Davar. The real Baal Davar will say, listen, who are you? What are you doing here? You're an Ashir. Don't get out of here. Say, well, I'm acting for him. So everyone will just have their Ashirim, go for Ashirim friends, go along, and you can imagine it's going to lead to, you're going to have all Ashirim friends go and Shluchim, and then you can split the profits, or whatever. That's not the idea. The Torah set up the payah for Aniyim, and he's the Baal Davar. So if you have the primary, the Ani, the Baal Davar, or all the Baal Edvarim, the payah, the Aniyim, have a Taina, their Taina will be Ma'akev, the Ashir, from being able to take it. Because they'll say, listen, you don't belong here. So they'll say, yeah, I'm on his behalf. Fine, so that's what their title will be. So let him come down here. I woke up here at 6 in the morning. If he wants to come here, we'll come here, fine. Let him do that. But he didn't come down here. I'm saying the framework of Mamonis, that's a good argument.
Are you saying
that... Oh, no, I mean by primary, I'm saying that there's a sense of primary, which means that there's an Eschus Mamon, which is who's really the Baal Davar. Whose Eschus Mamon is it? So I pay it, it's Eschus Mamon, the Ani. The Ani has a right. Every Ani has a right to this thing.
Are
you saying you're that? An Ashir. So that means is that you don't have a zchus in this thing. You're an Ashir. You don't have a zchus in this field. I, Ani, have a zchus in this field. You, Ashir, don't have a zchus in this field. But you'll say, no, I'm not coming mikoach atzmi. I'm coming mikoach of my friend who's an Ani. So I'm a Baal Davar in like a borrowed sense. That's what I mean by secondary. I'm like a borrowed Baal Davar. I'm a secondary Baal Davar. I'm not really. I don't really belong here. But I'm leaning on the other guy and acting on his behalf, so I end up, but I'm not him, I'm not really him, I'm just acting on his behalf. So I'm saying is when you have a clash between two guys, and one guy is the primary participant, the guy who is the secondary, the borrowed Ani, so to speak, doesn't have a right to put himself before the real Ani, the real Balei Davar. The Zachin would be the mechanism by which you're being caught, but Zachin doesn't mean you are an Ani. Zachin is just your Anashir, but the mechanism by which you become a Baal Davar secondarily is through Zachin. But now, their primary right on this field will be Ma'akev you from coming in and stepping in to taking primacy. It's a common sense monetary argument. So what right do you have to come in here? Who are you? I'm redefining, I'm showing you that according to this way of thinking, the problem with chav tofes l'balchov v'makom shechav l'acherim is not a problem that the intrinsic mechanism of zachin l'ashal b'fanav can't work if you're chav l'acherim. It could work. The problem is a problem of taina, is that the primary Baal Davar will be ma'akev. The rights of the primary Baal Davar will be ma'akev the secondary Baal Davar from being able to make a claim. And if that's the case, then if the secondary Baal Davar has amigo, which makes sense in the framework of a taina, then he could beat out the taina of the other guys. Because the amigo will be, again, if I'm the Ashir, let's forget Ashir for a second. Let's go back before we get to the Migo for a second. So now the same thing will apply in the case of the Metziah. Because by the Metziah, he'll say, Tawil, he is saying, listen, I really need a pen. and I'm picking out the pen for me, and it's my pen. I want this pen. I'm going to be calling this pen. And now I'll say, well, listen, I couldn't care less for pens, but I know I'm being called on behalf of Max. Max wants a pen. So Torah will say, listen, if you want it yourself, that's one thing. But here you're acting as a secondary Baal Dabar, and I'm acting as a primary Baal Dabar. So therefore, so Torah will say that I don't have any rights here. So the same way, he'll have a taina. His taina that I'm primary Baal Dabar will be a ma'akev of a secondary of me being koneh on behalf of Max. Right, by the same logic. Okay, it's not that you actually have a taina though. I mean, it's just the ability of the primary Baal Dabar to they have precedence, and therefore the second he can come in and be zacha in law. That's like the fact that it's chav la'acher makes them a reality. So it's like the secondary Baal Dabar can't come in and take it if they're thereby undermining the zchusa or being chav to the primary guys.
A regular matzias, he's not secondary.
So that's what he's arguing. It depends. So if you're, but the problem is that I'm not taking it for myself. I'm taking it for Max.
Secondary.
Hold on. That is the Migo. But before we get to the Migo, in other words, I am picking it up not as myself. I'm picking it up as Max. So my action, the Maisa Kinyan that I'm doing is a Maisa Kinyan. I'm acting secondarily. So Yiltaina, so Tawil will say, listen, I'm a prime, Tawil is going to say, I'm prime Baal Dabar. Tawil is prime Baal Dabar, and I'm just acting as a secondary Baal Dabar. But Altaina back is that, listen, I have full rights to be a primary Baal Dabar. If I wanted to, I could take it and pick it up for myself. So what's your Taina? Back off? I'm not going to back off. I really have full rights here to take this thing. Now, what's it to you if I, technically, what vehicle I use to pick it up? If I pick it up for myself, or I pick it up in a second using Zachin. Either way, I have full rights over here, and you, Tawil, have no right to get to kick me off, to kick me out of here. Because I, again, me go that I can pick it up for myself, so I am a Baal Dabar, and I have the ability to knock Tawil out. So therefore, I have rights to pick it up. So now, my argument is very good against it. What do you care? What's it to you, what I'm thinking, Chape Shemaya, whether I'm technically, whether I cut it for myself and then give it to him, or if I just pick it up for Max? It's irrelevant to you. So that Taina will be able to knock out Tawil's Taina that, listen, you're a secondary Baal Dabar and I'm a primary Baal Dabar. Because in the framework of Taina, it doesn't matter technically what Maisa Kinyan you're doing. It matters, are you a Gavra who has rights here, or do you not have rights here? Yeah. I'm not saying there's actually a bezin going on here, but the thing is like this, is that if you can imagine, if I'm trying to pick it up for Max, if you would be standing there and you would be able to give me a taina, which would force me to back off, so that then I have no right to be kona here, because I'm being chav to you. So it's like you're there. Now, you're automatically there, halachically, because by me taking it, I'm stopping you from getting it. So therefore, it's like there's like an automatic your taina. By me being chav, every guy is trying to defend himself. So it's like if you would be there and you would be able to have an argument to knock me down, I have no right to be caught. You know what I mean? So if by the case of Bachov, for instance, so I'm taking it on behalf of Max, so you'll say you could be there and you could say, and so Will could say that, listen, you're a primary Baal Dabar, and I have no right to be here. I'm a secondary Baal Dabar. Get out of here. And then I have to walk away. And since I would have to, therefore I have no right to make this Kenyan. But if, even if you were here, I would have a Taina, a counter Taina to you, which would be successful. So then you have no right to be Ma'akev, and then I have the right to be able to be Kona. I mean, then you don't have, basically means then you don't have a Taina. What's your Taina to me? Is your taina is that back off your secondary Baal Dabar? I'll say it back to you. What do you mean? I'm not. I'm prime Baal Dabar. Again, I don't know. Why should I back off? So now you'll say back, yeah, but aren't you really doing a kinyan for him? I'll say, look, what's it to you? That's not a taina. The framework of taina, it doesn't go by what's working in the purely theoretical halachic sense. It goes by, it's an argument between the two parties, and I'm trying to, it's between the gavras, and you're trying to be misalik me by saying that, trying to remove me by saying that I don't have a right here. So I'll say I do have a right here, because I have rights. Amigo zechlan avshay, I do have rights here. So it doesn't go by it's an argument between the gavras, it doesn't go by the technical maisa kinyan, what's taking place. Right? Originally, as of yesterday, we were explaining that Tovis Bachov Akshachal Chayar never works. Doesn't work. You can't do it. Even whether, I don't care if there's a Migo. Migo doesn't help you. Right? So then you'd be saying is, that was going to one Shita. That was what Shita explained yesterday, that it doesn't work no matter what. Even by the Mitzvah case, it wouldn't work. Right. So then the Svara is because the mechanism of Zachalash Shalabafanov is built upon helping out of one Jew, and you can't do that if you're Chavlacherim. So the mechanism of Zachin simply can't work. So I don't care. You can give me Migos today or tomorrow. You give me Tainus today or tomorrow. Bottom line is, Zachin doesn't work if you're Chavlacherim. But this is a new Shita the Gemara introduced today, which is that, yeah, you can't do it when it's Chavla Chayram unless you have a Migo. So that's a new Svara. Because how's Migo going to help in the Svara from yesterday? Migo's not going to do anything. But if it was, so it must be there's a different problem with Chavla Chayram. So what I'm saying is that what type of problem would be solved by a Migo? A Taina problem. That's the kind of problem which makes sense. So we're just saying you have to figure out what's the Taina problem. So the problem is that you can't come along and try to be Kona something as a secondary Valdavar in the face of a, and bichav to a primary baldavar, but that if that's the problem of chav la'acherim, because the acherim are primary baldavar and you don't belong here, and therefore they have priority over you. Well, then if you have a migo behind you, so then you do have you have the claim of a primary baldavar, and you have a migo, and then as a taina you have full rights here. So now chav la'acherim isn't going to be a factor because I could beat their taina.
You can look at it like that.
I think it's a general principle. I mean, you have to do the sigyas. I mean, there are a lot of sigyas and shasas from Amiga. But I think, from my experience, I mean, I can, the word just means sense. So, I mean, it means it's used Amiga, it's called Ben Ashmash. I mean, it's all different things. It's hard to, but I mean, I think that generally the way I've seen it is in the framework of Tainas. Framework of Taina, this type of argument, this is a framework of, do you have a better argument than the other guy? So, Amiga, what I could have said and what I should have said, that these types of, these make sense. You know, it's the framework which I'm not saying it's the only framework that makes sense, but I mean, that's the sense you get here is that that's his argument. So, but if the problem has nothing to do with Taina, the problem has to do with the mechanism of Zachon Lashon Bafanov doesn't work if you're Chav Lacherim, so I don't care, you give as many Tainas as you want, bottom line is your Chav Lacherim. So that's it, so it's not going to work, so that's all the Shita who holds that, who cares, it's not going to work, it doesn't matter, Migo's not going to help you. That's what he says, is that even one Migo, that's what Ula wants to say, is that, I'm sorry, that's what Ramna wants to say, that the Machlokas is why don't you say the Machlokas is, do you even say Migo in the first place? If you wouldn't say Migo, that would be this the way, you wouldn't say it. You say the problem of Chav Lacherim is the problem of the mechanism of Chav of Zachon Shabbafanov. So Migo's not going to help you. And that's good, I guess that's how Nachman actually holds. I'm not sure, but that's his argument. That if you say the problem is, like we said yesterday, then Migo's not going to help you. But if you say this Migo, that means you're learning the problem of Chav Lacherim is a different type of problem. But we have to do for, well, it's like, if we have to do for tomorrow, I guess tomorrow, next time, will be the two Migos. The question is, could you do two Migos, or you can only do one Migo? Okay, that's the next Machlokas. Okay, that's the way Ula's learning the Machlokas. I mean, two Migos, alright, the second Migo already sounds funnier. I mean, Ani, I couldn't be mafkir Oma and Achasim and myself an Ashir. I mean, that's already getting more far-fetched.
Because one reality is not plausible.
We can analyze it. It's different. That's what we have to figure out. It's different. And what's the machlokas? Is the machlokas about that second migo? Or is the machlokas about are you allowed to do two migos? Or is the machlokas about peya? It's very open-ended.
Whether
how many Migos we allow, I mean, what about three Migos, what about, you know, I don't know, it just becomes like, what's the question about? I mean, that's just probably the hardier. This is the Machlokas is assuming one Migo works, Machlokas is the two Migos work.
Right.
So from what we're saying today, one Migo works, it means this is Frank Gatina. So I would think that you want the two Migos also. I mean, I'm not, you know, who's to know, but I mean, on the surface, if we want to go with the Malach we're doing today, I mean, it would seem to follow, I mean, but I don't know, maybe you get up against brick wall, you're going to change something.
Right.
But I mean, the simplest, you know, follow the path we're going on, it would seem to be, that's the framework.